Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle, and not with me today is my normal co-host and stalwart of the program, Ashley. But with me
more
today,
like your partner in crime.
A partner. That's a good way. I was trying to indicate that she's not just a co-host. She really helps carry the show. But partner in crime, but with me today, because Ashley is not feeling well, is the one, the only, because she's mad at me because I messed up the last time I introduced her, the one and only, and she's filling in, going to do a great job, the president and CEO of the United Way of St. Lucie County, Miss Jessica Parrish.
Woohoo! I feel like there should have been a drum roll.
Yeah, you know, sorry. Can't do it.
It's all right. I forgive you.
So welcome to the half-hour radio program that's all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, Ashley and I think I can safely say this for Jessica, we are not radio show professionals. Doing the show for multiple years, can't honestly say we're getting any better at it, but we're trying. But what we do at the Children's Services Council, and the reason why we bring you the show is because we want to provide you the resources that are available for your families. And we at the Children's Services Council work in five priority areas to make programs available and develop systems of care in these five priorities. And those priorities are: one, making sure every baby is a healthy baby; two, stopping child abuse before it happens; three, keeping kids off the streets; four, keeping them in school; and five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And again, we currently offer 52 programs in those category areas that reached over 30,000 children last year. And I think we're on pace to beat that this year because that number was a little down because of COVID.
How do you still have all your hair? That's a lot. That's a lot of pressure, a lot of children, a lot of stuff you guys are doing. Like,
how do I still have all my hair?
Yeah.
Is that what you just said?
If you look at
the radio show from 10 years ago till now, you may argue, well, I can see a little bit of it. It's graying. I've gotten, you know, a little, stress marks. I even got, this is how old I am, folks. I even got shingles. You know, shingles is something you get when you're over 50 and can be triggered by stress. Yeah, I got shingles this past year, and I'm pretty sure.
So you know what I think you should do, Sean? You know how when presidents come in and out of office, they always do a side-by-side of what it looks like their inaugural day to their last day? We should do that for you.
You know. And we're going to say goodbye to Jessica right now. She's no longer going to be on the show as she teases me a little too much here. That's not a bad idea. No, I deal with stress. Okay. It is stressful, but you know, it's stressful. But it's also very rewarding because, you know, I can talk, and you know this, Jessica, between the two of us, we can talk stats and community trends all day. Like I can tell you what metric we're up, what metric we're down. I can do all that. But what really kind of brings us all to, I don't know what the word is, but that really brings it all together is hearing behind all those numbers are success stories, and hearing those success stories, hearing about families' lives that are changed, that helps negate all that stress that you just referenced. And fortunately, we have plenty of that coming in. So I think I'm doing okay. Well, what about you, Grand Poobah, President, CEO of the United Way, who I believe you're on your second year, right?
Yeah, well, I just finished my second full fiscal year, if that makes sense.
So should we look at a before and after picture of you? I mean, is it still too early?
Yeah, it's still too early. I still have a lot of brown.
This is why this is a radio show versus a video show at this point.
Although I will say we just had headshots done for our website and to update and refresh. We've had new team members come in, so we needed to update and refresh our site. Yeah, some of those gray hairs are starting to pop through on those photos, so I'm getting there.
Yeah, Ashley's been on me to do headshots for Children's Services Council, and I've been putting it off, one, because of COVID, and just because I look the way I look, and I'm like, well, who would want to see these pictures? So before we get to our guest, there's a couple of things. It's a little trick statement there, and I'll explain that here in a second. I do want to mention a couple of things, Children's Services Council related. One, many of you that have worked with the Children's Services Council closely, because I know some of our funded partners and some of our community partners listen, will know this name, a very familiar face, almost synonymous with Children's Services Council. He was here before I started, and I've been here soon to be 24 years. And that's our director of programming, Mr. Jim Dwyer. He has served this community. He has served the Children's Services Council for 26 years, and his dedication and his commitment, again, not just to the agency and to his job, but to the community, has been tremendous. And it's with a little bit of sadness, but excitement for him. And we all want to get to this point if we're not all there already, but Mr. Jim will be retiring in the month of August. And so we are having a little bit of a celebration for him, which is on, and I got to check my calendar, August 11th at 9:30 a.m. in our boardroom. If you can, we have a invite out with a RSVP, but we are going to celebrate Jim on that day. And we chose that day because it's the day of our board meeting, and we want all of our council members there. So as soon as our board meeting's over, we're going to go to the celebration, got a little something fun planned to, celebrate and commemorate his 26 years. But again, you know, even if you can't come out, if you know Jim, maybe shoot him an email, or, and I just want to publicly, and I'm going to say this more times, before his actual retirement date, but I want to thank him for his years of service. He served, you know, something that, you know, we stress here at the Children's Services Council is that we're, you know, we're servants to the community. We are here because of the community, and we're here to serve the community. And he has definitely served the community, well and with grace. And, again, multiple years. And I always tell Jim, you know, we talk about these systems of care. And if you look at the system of care, for example, of making sure every baby's a healthy baby, you get the nurse home visit, you get the brain visit, you get the ASQ screenings. If something hits with the ASQ screening, you go to early steps, you know, and healthy families and kid care. You know, he is one of the chief architects of that system of care. And that's just one of them. So a big thanks to Jim. And, you know, if he happens to be listening, thank you, Jim, on behalf of everybody.
So I think it's great too, because I got one of those invites actually to my personal email, not my professional email. Anyways, there's a link in there that you could leave a message if you're unable to attend. So you could do a farewell send off message right there in the link for the invite. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We know it's busy, you know, it's close to back to school. We know people are, August is a busy month for a lot of people. Yeah. So we wanted to give people that option just in case they can't make it, but still want to send their well wishes. We never know anybody's schedule, right?
Yeah. So during this celebration, you definitely need to do a side-by-side of Jim. Day one, retirement.
You know, I'm going to write that down because, you know, it's tough because
that'd be cool, right?
It would be cool. The only thing is, you know, when Jim started, you know, digital cameras became popular about 15 years ago, but before then, it's hard to find actual photos, you know, but we'll find something. I like that side by side.
You got to have some archives somewhere, maybe some news articles or something that was published that may have his photo in it, but it'd be cool to do like a side by side of
an old annual
Jim's
report.
Tenure.
Yeah. We've got something special planned. I might be able to incorporate that in there. I don't want to give it away, but I think if we pull it off, it'll be fun. I mean, it's
awesome.
It's not a roast per se, but just something fun. Not just emotional, but also fun. I do want to mention real quick before we get to our guest who's been waiting patiently. A couple of things. We're recording this on July 6th. I'm not, because I'm recording the radio program, but John from our office is at Unity in the Community giving out books to all the kids that are attending. We're proud to be a sponsor to that. We're also sponsoring on July 23rd at Sunshine Laundry Literacy Event. If you're not familiar, Sunshine Laundry, a great partner of ours. They also partner with Big Brothers Big Sisters, who have reading tutors there. So they're going to be at Sunshine Laundry along with ourselves on July 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you're not familiar where Sunshine Laundry is, it's right off US 1 at 2504 US 1 in Fort Pierce. We're going to be giving out books, and there's also going to be people reading the kids that day. So if you can make it, pick up some free books for your kids. It'll be a good time. And then the community health fair that we are one of the sponsors with Cleveland Clinic, HANDS, FAU, and the Boys and Girls Club. This community health fair is going to be on Sunday, July 31st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Treasure Coast Church of God Seventh Day, which is in Port St. Lucie off Savona Boulevard, 4051 Southwest Savona Boulevard. They're going to be giving free physicals for kids, sport physicals, free pediatric healthy screens, adult screens, COVID vaccination, car seat checks. They're going to have food available, as well as raffle prizes and gas card giveaways. We encourage everybody to come out as well. And we're going to have them as a guest in a very future show, of which we pre-recorded, and my co-host was happened to be the co-host for that show as well. But all right, so I'm going to unveil our special guest. I'm very excited. We haven't had this person on in a while. I can tell she's excited to be on it, be our guest, because our guest today happens to be our co-host. Ta-da, grand reveal. It's Jessica Parrish from the United Way of St. Lucie County and Okeechobee. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but welcome, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Has it been a while since I've been on as a guest, not as a co-host?
I think you served as a co-host a couple of times, but this might be the first time that you've been a guest for a while. I would say at least a year.
No, because I think we did February when we talked about community partnership school.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
Lorena.
I think it was February.
We're in matching black today. Yes. We totally planned this. I called her up. I said, do you want to be a co-host? Make sure you wear black. Just kidding.
Yeah, totally.
But all right. So there's a couple things we want to talk about. We know you have a big thing to help with teachers and school supplies. Yep. You have a big event coming up to commemorate your 60th year anniversary. Yes. Right. I also want to talk briefly about the Alice Report, which I think is very important. But more importantly, I think it'd be great if you, because it kind of like teased your name change, just in case somebody doesn't know, you're the United Way of St. Lucie County and now Okeechobee.
I mean, officially, though, it's United Way of St. Lucie and Okeechobee. We dropped the county. But that came about around October-ish of last year. So the Okeechobee community was served by United Way of Lee Hendry Glades and Okeechobee for the last 7-ish years. And their Okeechobee manager had decided to retire, and he was based in Stewart. So the commute wasn't nearly as bad as, you know, United Way of Lee, which is headquartered in Fort Myers, about 2.5 hours away. So with his retirement, United Way of Lee reached out to us to see if we would be interested in acquiring, quote unquote, the territory and them releasing it, since we're, 45 minutes, 30 minutes if you cruise down Midway away. So we have easier access to the community than they would 2.5 hours away. So both of our boards agreed, and that was unofficially done in October. The name change happened in January legally through the state of Florida and everything like that. This week, July 1st, started our fiscal year. So this will begin our first full year serving the Okeechobee community.
Very cool.
Very exciting.
It is very exciting. And so do you want to tell everybody your car make and model so that we can give law enforcement a tip as you're speeding down Midway?
No, I don't.
All right. So before we even get to all the events and stuff, and I can't imagine there's anybody listening to the show not familiar with the name United Way, because not only do you have a great presence here in St. Lucie County and now Okeechobee, but also it's a nationwide organization, right? So
worldwide.
Worldwide. Good point. Worldwide. So do you want to maybe explain to everybody what the United Way is, what your focus area is, and how they can learn more info before we get to all your specifics events?
Yep. So United Way is a worldwide organization, but the beauty in that is each of our local offices are independent of the worldwide organization. So we can basically curtail our focus to the needs of the community that we're a part of. So United Way of St. Lucie and Okeechobee focuses on 4 main pillars. Basic needs, which is access to basic necessities like food, shelter, and clothing, as well as education, which focuses from everything from early childhood education to career and technical training to college, things like that. Financial stability, which we really focus on, you know, stabilizing households and moving households out of poverty and out of ALICE, which we'll touch on here shortly. And then health, which covers pretty much everything health-wise. So you think about physical health, dental health, mental health, everything and anything from cradle to grave health focused is what we tackle.
And you fund programs and agencies along with your own initiatives, but you fund programs and agencies to help those agencies and programs, one, exist and or expand to serve more families in St. Lucie County.
Precisely. Yep.
And so, if anyone was interested to see, you know, we always talk about, you know, our 51 programs, and they can go to our website, csclc.org, and or listen to the show every week to find out about those programs. But if somebody wanted to find out about all that you're, all the agencies that you're supporting and making these services available, how can they find that out?
All of that is listed on our website as well. So they could visit uwslo.org. And there's a tab that'll talk about all of our opportunities and partners in the community.
So I want to talk about your 60th year celebration, but I want to do that towards the end. You mentioned ALICE. And it's something that I know that when we look and when we look at our programs, that's something that I study that report every time it comes out. I also use it as a bellwether when I'm talking, for example, with our legislative representatives, both House and Senate, to talk to them about the need of families in our community. And, you know, one of the projects that we're, I'm not going to get too far in the weeds, but one of the projects that we're working on is understanding that the way we address poverty in this nation, and even, for example, in Florida, it's really set up for an individual, right? When an individual gets above 200% of whatever, they lose all their benefits. Yep. But for families, particularly single parents, it creates a fiscal cliff where they're almost better to not go above that economic threshold where they lose their benefits, because now they have the full freight, for example, of childcare, health insurance, housing, just as an example. And really, it creates a even bigger financial burden, and there's no incentive to go past it. So I said, I'm not going to get in. That's as much as I'm going to get into. It's a project that we're working on in regards to childcare to help mitigate that. But that all comes through and is in writing in your ALICE report that I believe it's done Florida-wide, but you have a St. Lucie County report specific to St. Lucie. Is it nationwide or Florida-wide?
Yep. So the ALICE report is actually spearheaded by the United Ways in New Jersey in partnership with Rutgers University. So they really started this concept of ALICE, and ALICE stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Yet They're Employed. So there are several states in the U.S.
Wait, you didn't give me a chance to say that. I totally have
that
down.
Listen, I figured
Shamed me in a meeting, I memorized it, so it wouldn't happen.
And I think it was Andy Treadwell that shamed you in the meeting, not me, but that's okay.
It was you.
Yeah. Well, I figured I wouldn't quiz you because I've already done enough. So that's why I just said the acronym.
Okay. Asset limited, income constrained, and employed.
Yes.
Or yet employed.
Yeah. And yet, but there are several states in the U.S. that have signed on to be a part of this ALICE project, which is what it's dubbed now. Florida is one of them. So we do get a report covering the whole state of Florida, and then they also do breakouts for counties. So we do get an ALICE report for St. Lucie and for Okeechobee to really tell us what's going on in the community, what's the percentage of poverty, what a percentage is considered ALICE. But, you know, and I mentioned this in one of our events a couple of weeks ago, ALICE is not just an acronym. You know, ALICE is an actual person. So ALICE are those individuals that could be bagging your groceries at Walmart or Publix. It could be, you know, a school teacher. It could be your employees. It could be your neighbor. You know, these are individuals that are just one crisis away from slipping into poverty. And that could be as little as a flat tire on their way to work.
And so, and that information, and just so families know, or our listeners know, I mean, it's a, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm trying to pull it up while we're talking, what percentage of families are ALICE families in St. Lucie County? Do you know off the top of your head?
So as of our last report, it's about 56% is considered ALICE. So it's a it's half of our population is considered ALIS in St. Lucie County.
So just so our listeners understand, that's 50%, 6%. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are thinking, well, that's me, right? 56% are can just make enough just to pay the bills to get by. But if something were to happen, like you said, if you had a major car accident, you had $1,000 deductible, or you had to replace your tires, you know, $400, it can send that family into a spiral down because they don't have enough liquid income or resources to pay for those emergencies.
Exactly. And that 56% was pre-COVID. So we haven't had the research done to really find out the economic impacts COVID has had on families and individuals just yet. But I'm pretty sure that percentage is going to be much higher since we had businesses closed, individuals laid off. You know, COVID was a significant economic impact as well.
Right. And so you utilize that information, I'm assuming, to help with the resources and the things that you fund, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. To really focus our programs on certain initiatives that will help the ALIS family and the ALIS population.
You know, and this is just a little sidebar here and perhaps a little bit of an editorial, but, you know, if we gauge everything off the federal poverty level, you know, even if you go up to 150, 200%, the federal poverty level is very much outdated.
Yeah.
You know, they tend to not want to adjust that because that'll show more people are in poverty. Nobody wants that. Yeah. But, you know, and look, I know I'm talking to the choir here. You can feel it. Go fill up your gas tank. Go to the grocery store. We're in a unique time. And so knowing that number, and I would encourage our listeners not only to read the report just for information's sake, but even employers or people that are in a position to hire people to look at that report. Because, you know, a livable wage in St. Lucie County for a single mom with two kids, and I don't have the number right in front of me, but I think the last time I checked, just to get by is around $54,000.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, when United Ways of New Jersey released their last report, and I'm trying to see if we put it on our website, but they published a report called Consequences of ALIS. So what happens if the ALIS population does have a crisis? So that could mean restaurants possibly shutting down because staff can no longer show up because they have this crisis, whether it's a car breaking down and they can't get to work. You know, what truly are the consequences of the ALIS population slipping into poverty and being unable to work? Because that is our essential personnel, essentially, that is making this community run. Right. So that was a very interesting report that they recently published.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to read it while we're talking, but I would encourage everybody, it's clearly on their website. You can't miss it. Read the report. And it's just impactful to know about our community. And particularly, I will say again, employers, if you have a chance, download this report and read it because I think it'll help understand the workforce. Because again, 56% of our population fall into this ALIS category. All right. So that's enough about that. We have about 7 minutes left. I want to talk real quick about what you do every year to help teachers and students.
Yep. So United Way started a Tools for Schools St. Lucie program, which is a free teacher resource center where teachers of eligible schools can shop once a month for free school supplies for their classrooms. That's an ongoing process, but every year at the beginning of the school year, we host a back to school bash. It is 1 week where every teacher at a public school in St. Lucie County can come and pick up school supplies to have their classroom prepared in case a student shows up without the necessary supplies for the first day of school. That will be held August 1st through the 6th. So we're looking for volunteers to help shop with all of these teachers. All the teacher slots are booked. So it's a really big demand project that we host every year, as well as during the month of July, we recruit businesses and organizations to host school supply drives for us. So we are able to stock those shelves for the teachers to be able to shop. So if any of your businesses or organizations are interested in hosting a supply drive, they could call us at 772-464-5300 and ask for Jeff Howard. He's our director of collaborative impact that is coordinating that. He will bring you a box and flyers and anything and everything you need for your school supply drive to be successful.
I think, you know, you know, the strength of our community, and I know you see this, Jessica, I think the strength of our community is that we have a lot of people that come together and support across, you know, churches, nonprofits, businesses. You know, it's a very welcoming and supportive community. And this is a great way, if you're looking for an opportunity, whether it be you personally or your business, a great way, or even church, a great way to give back is to host a school supply drive. You know, and I'm thinking of our listeners. I know several of our listeners are listening to this show on their way into church. Talk to your church about doing a school supply drive. Mm-hmm. Call Jeff Howard at 464-5300. Get all the info. Quite simply, just if you're at Walmart and you're school supply shopping for your own kids or grandkids, grab a couple extra things to donate, because it goes a long way and helps so many students in our community. Because think about when you start school, you know, you want to start with new stuff and, you know, yeah. that sense of pride and everything. And mm-hmm. this is a way to make sure that's instilled, obviously, and also giving the supplies for them to be successful.
Yeah, exactly. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, that link is on our Facebook page as well as our website. They could sign up for a 2-hour slot during that back to school bash. And we would love to have as many volunteers as we can get.
And again, I will say, please sign up to volunteer. Multiple ways to give back: donate money, donate supplies, and or volunteer. And I will remind everybody, because it's hot out, that this is a volunteer opportunity that happens inside.
Yes.
I got to mention that, because someone's like, I'm not going out there. No, yep. It's inside. Trust me.
It is all indoors in the air conditioning.
All right. We got about 3 minutes left. And I just want to thank you for filling in. You always come through, and you're such a great partner with the Children's Services Council of United Way, particularly yourself. I'm very thankful for that. But there's a big thing happening this year. It's already this year. It's already happening. But you have a big event to celebrate this huge milestone. So we got about 3 minutes left, and I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to talk about it.
Yeah. So in addition to July 1st kicking off our first full year in Okeechobee, July 1st also kicked off our 60th anniversary. So United Way was founded November 16th, 1962 in downtown Fort Pierce. So we are starting our 60th year of impact in the community. As such, we have created a new signature event in partnership with Adams Ranch. So we will be hosting a homegrown harvest on November 19th, so the week of our 60th anniversary, at Adams Ranch. So it's kind of like that top secret location that you can't really go to unless you're in leadership with the chamber.
This is true.
Yeah, it's true. But it will be bringing together local chefs, local sourced resources, as well as Adams Beef in a fun little environment where we'll just hang out and have dinner together. So all of that is on our website currently. So tickets are on sale, although we haven't started fully publishing yet. We will here in the next couple of weeks, because November 19th is still a little far out for people to mentally plan. They're like, wait, it's only July.
Will the world still be here by November 19th? You know, I get it.
Yeah. So November 19th, we're hosting our homegrown harvest in partnership with Adams Ranch. So it's very exciting.
So, and I'm sure this is, you know, a lot of people are going to want to come and celebrate. Do you have limited tickets?
We do. We do have limited tickets. So it's going to be first come, first serve, as tickets are purchased online. And once we reach a certain cap, tickets will no longer be sold. However, we are also looking for sponsorships. So all of that information is on our website as well. If your business or organization is interested in sponsoring as part of that sponsorship, you do get certain number of tickets to the event as well, as well as being featured throughout the event and all of our advertising. So that's on our website at uwslo.org.
Well, encourage everybody to go check out that information. Go to their website. Multiple things to look at. Spend a few minutes there. Look at all the programs and the impact they've had at the United Way of St. Lucie County, United Way St. Lucie and Okeechobee. Sorry. Check out the Alice Report. Again, I would encourage everybody to read that. It's so impactful, and it helps understand our community and our families. And then obviously, check out your calendar and think about attending to celebrate 60 years of impact. That's huge. Woo-hoo! Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we're out of time. I want to thank you, Jessica, so much for not only being the co-host, but also being the guest. You're a great community partner, and we appreciate you and your entire team.
Oh, we thank you daily, Sean. So thank you.
There's a hint of sarcasm in there. I can feel it. All right.
No, we have a wonderful partnership with Children's Services Council.
We do. We do. We work collaboratively.
Tons of initiatives and make even greater of an impact together than we could individually.
That is so true. That's what this community is all about, working together.
Yes.
All right, folks, we want to thank you for tuning in. A reminder that it's a weekly radio show program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame. And just in case you can't make it on a Sunday, you can download the show on your favorite podcast app on your phone and or tablet. Just look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and through magic and technology and internet, it'll be there as soon as the show is delivered. All right, folks, thank you for tuning in. A reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.